So today is Friday of the second week of Advent. Wow. I'm gonna start my Christmas card still. It's horrible. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the second week of Advent.
Thank you for joining us again. We will continue our reflections upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. At the very beginning, he talks a lot about the religious life.
It is necessary to remember that these vocations are only preserved by prayer. He who gives up prayer will certainly lose his vocation. It is necessary to pray and to pray much.
So it's obvious from his writings that he's referring to the religious vocation, but I think we can apply this wisdom also to the vocation of marriage. When you stop praying as a married couple, you run the risk of losing your vocation. Prayer in marriage is so important. Because what prayer does is it preserves the unity between the couple. So you got to pray. Not only does that happen, but then there's fruits of just having the strength to act virtuously. I know that when I act unvirtuously and I sin, it just doesn't affect me. It affects you. It affects the kids. When I'm in a bad mood, while I'm acting selfish, it affects everyone else. So I need prayer to preserve in virtue. We also need prayer in marriage, just simply know God's will. How in the world are we going to know God's will if we're not turning our gaze and attention to God?
My Lord Jesus Christ, who didst choose for thyself the most bitter death of the cross, that I might die a happy death. And right away it made me think of like all the people from the Old Testament, everybody who was awaiting, you know, the Messiah. And they never got to see him arrive on the scene. And how unfortunate we are that we get to have a face, a name to the Messiah. And yet, how often we just take it for granted. And yet, he had to die such a gruesome death in order that I could have a happy death. And I just think, wow, like, that's such a blessing.
Mommy, I want Sissy.
You know what? We're going to go pick up the kids and you can have your Sissy on the drive, okay?
Oh.
He, as the Son of God, had no need to suffer in order to deserve paradise. But whatever he suffered of pain, of poverty, of ignominy, he applied it all towards meriting for us eternal salvation. And even though he could have saved us without suffering, yet he chose to embrace a life of nothing but sufferings, only to make us understand the greatness of the love he bore us, and to gain our affections, in order that he might have us with him forever in paradise.
Have you ever considered the demonstration of Jesus' love goes beyond what is actually necessary? St. Alphonsus says that he could have saved us without suffering. Have you ever thought about that? Now, he didn't save us without suffering, but he could have. Why did he choose the suffering? Why such a gruesome death? Why go so far and be so humiliated? Because he wanted to demonstrate to us the deep love that he has for us.
Saint Bonaventure weeps at seeing the great ingratitude of men for so great a love. It is a cause for wonder that the hearts of men do not break for love of thee. It is a marvel, says the saint, to see a God endure such suffering, shedding tears in a stable, poor in a workshop, languishing on a cross, in short, afflicted and tormented the whole of his life for the love of men, and then to see these men, who not only do not burn with love towards such a loving God, but even have the boldness to despise his love and his grace. There's been a few times in my life where I'm somewhere where there's a lot of people, like maybe it's a concert or maybe it's a big, you know, we went to the West Edmonton Mall one time and I remember just looking out over, we were kind of on the second floor and looking at all the people. And I just think, Jesus, you have died for all of these people. Do they have any idea? Do I have any idea what you have done for me? And even, you know, when I go to the shopping store or like to do groceries or, you know, it's often I'll look around and I'll just wonder, do people know? Do people know? And I guess, well, how will they know? Other than by us sharing in different ways that we can, being that contact of joy and of hope. But I think there is a lot that even have the boldness to despise his love and his grace. That's sad. That's mm-hmm. sad. That's sad. Mm-hmm. Depressing. Are we ending it on that note?
Yeah, I guess so. Usually you're so sweet.
Sorry, well, I don't know. It's sad. I feel like there's a lot of lost people in the world.
Okay, friends, thank you for watching. Please comment below. Share with us your thoughts. We like to learn from you as well. Like and share this video. Rosary is going to be right up there. Remember, it's our children praying along their rosary. Please join them. And we will see you tomorrow.